Title: Maine and Washington, Updates to State Antitrust Filings for Certain Healthcare Transactions. Content: States are continuing their increased antitrust legislative and enforcement efforts for healthcare transactions, with Maine and Washington recently expanding their antitrust filing regimes. Maine enacted two statutes, its own Healthcare Material Change Transaction Antitrust Filing Law, which includes filing fees, and a separate mini-HSR statute that creates a filing requirement for healthcare transactions. While Washington passed its Healthcare Transaction Material Change Statute over 6 years ago, it recently expanded its filing rules and added filing fees for certain transactions based on the anticipated value of the transaction. Key takeaways: Maine's Mini-HSR Act, HP 1481-1, applies to healthcare transactions broadly and goes into effect on July 29, 2026. Maine's Material Change Healthcare Transaction Statute, HP 1480-2, goes into effect January 1, 2027 and imposes a filing fee and ongoing reporting obligations to the Maine Attorney General. These new requirements focus on acquisitions of Maine-covered healthcare entities by private equity, hedge funds, and management services organizations, MSOs, and significantly increase the timeline for these transactions by requiring a filing at least 180 days prior to closing and preliminary review within 60 days of acceptance of the filing. The filing changes for Washington, which expand the types of entities and healthcare transactions subject to state antitrust filings and impose a new filing fee, are already in effect. Maine adding to the ever-expanding number of states requiring an antitrust filing for certain healthcare transactions, Maine recently enacted two laws that create filing obligations for certain healthcare entities undergoing a material change in control. The statutes do not say whether filing under one requirement is sufficient for both statutes, so a party may be required to make a respective filing under both statutes for a single transaction. Mini-HSR filings: the first healthcare transaction antitrust filing law is outlined in HP 1481, which, similar to other mini-HSR acts enacted by other states, requires healthcare entities entering into a transaction that requires a Hart-Scott-Rodino, HSR, filing to file a copy of their HSR filings with the state of Maine. The statute applies to healthcare entities broadly, even if the purchaser is not a private equity company, hedge fund, or MSO, when the following conditions are satisfied: the healthcare entity has its principal place of business in Maine, or the healthcare entity, or a person the healthcare entity controls directly or indirectly had annual revenue in Maine in the most recent calendar year preceding the filing of at least 20% of the filing threshold of the goods or services involved in the transaction. The current HSR size of transaction filing threshold is $133.9 million, making the current mini-HSR threshold in Maine $26.78 million. The goods and services will be those at issue in the transaction, including all goods and services provided by the seller and, for the buyer, the goods and services that overlap with those sold by the seller. There is a $10,000 per day civil penalty for failing to comply with filing requirements. Healthcare material change antitrust filings covered transactions and healthcare entities. The second filing requirement, as established in HP 1480, is similar to other healthcare material change transaction antitrust filing laws that have been enacted in other states. But Maine will be only the second state to require a filing fee, which is a yet-to-be-determined amount between $2,000 and $10,000 per transaction. In addition, parties will face a $10,000 per day civil penalty for failing to report a covered transaction. A material change transaction is defined as an acquisition of a majority interest or operational control of a healthcare entity within Maine occurring during a single transaction or in a series of related transactions by a private equity company, hedge fund, or MSO. While the law excludes licensed nursing facilities, dental services providers and dental service organizations, DSOs, and independent provider organizations with fewer than 7 providers that lack ownership or control by another entity, it otherwise is drafted to broadly cover several types of healthcare providers. A non-exhaustive list of covered healthcare entities includes hospice,